children. Today we're going to read some of the Noah story and notice how Noah's life goes down and up and down and up again and again. Hear the word of the Lord in parts of Genesis 6, 7, and 8. And Noah found grace in the eyes of Yehovah. These are the births of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And God saw the earth, and behold, it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted its way on the earth. And God said to Noah, "The end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence from their faces, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make for thee an ark of gopher wood. With rooms thou shalt make the ark, and shalt tar it inside and outside with tar." And Noah did according to all that Yehovah commanded him. And Noah came in, and his sons, and his wife, and his sons' wives with him, into the ark, from before the waters of the flood, of the clean beast, and of the beast that is not clean, and of the fowl, and of everything that creeps on the ground. There came in two and two to Noah into the ark, male and female, as God had commanded Noah. And it was after the 7 days that the waters of the flood were upon the earth. In the year 600 of the years of the life of Noah, in the second month, in the 17th day of the month, in this day all the fountains of the great abyss were split open, and the floodgates of the heavens were opened, and the downpour was on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. And God remembered Noah and every wild animal and every beast that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters subsided. In the 601st year, in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, the earth was dried up. And Noah went out, and his sons and his wife and his sons' wives with him. And Noah built an altar to Yehovah. He took of every clean beast and of every clean fowl and offered up burnt offerings on the altar. And Yehovah smelled a restful smell. And Yehovah said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground any more on account of man, because the formation of the heart of man is evil from his youth. Nor will I ever again strike everything living as I have done. During all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." Amen. So did you notice in the story of Noah how his life went up and down? It started out well because Noah was a just man and walked with God. But then God saw that the earth was corrupt and full of violence, and he said that he was going to have to cleanse the earth with a flood. But he told Noah to build an ark so that Noah and his family and the animals would be safe. And so Noah went into the ark and did as the Lord commanded him. But then he was on the waters for a long, long time. It was over a year before it was safe to come out of the ark. And when he came out of the ark, he was so happy and thankful to the Lord for having saved him that he made the offerings to the Lord. And you know, the Lord made the rainbow as a promise that he wouldn't do this again. And the story continues that Noah was a farmer and planted grapes. But then he got drunk with the wine that he had made, and he took off all his clothes and lay down in his tent. And one of his sons saw him and made fun of him to his brothers. But the other two brothers carefully took a garment on their shoulders and walked backwards into the tent without looking at their father, and covered him with a garment. And Noah woke up, and he said that his one son who had made fun of him would be cursed, but the other two sons would be blessed. You can see how Noah's life went up and down and up and down, like the seasons, where it goes from springtime to summer to fall to winter and back to a new spring again. And we can think about the life of Joseph. Joseph was loved by his father, and his father gave him that coat of many colors, and he had those two wonderful dreams where things were bowing down to him. But then his brothers nearly killed him, and they sold him as a slave into Egypt. But then in Egypt, in Potiphar's house, he became the ruler of Potiphar's house. And the Lord blessed everyone in the house because of Joseph. But then Potiphar's wife tried to commit adultery with him. And even though Joseph fled from her, he was blamed for it and thrown in prison. But while he was in prison, the warden saw what a good man Joseph was and put him in charge of all the other prisoners. And he even interpreted the butler and baker's dreams. But the butler forgot about Joseph. So Joseph was in the prison for 2 more years until Pharaoh had his dreams. And then the butler remembered Joseph, and they quickly called Joseph out of prison, and Joseph interpreted the Pharaoh's dreams and gave him advice about what to do to save up the food during the good years so they'd have something for the famine. Pharaoh liked that so much, he made Joseph the ruler of Egypt, and he gave Joseph a wife, and Joseph had 2 sons, and he worked hard to save up the grain. But then Joseph's brothers came down into Egypt, and it was very hard for Joseph to hear his brothers talking about him and how badly they'd treated him. It was so hard for him, he had to go into another room and weep. And then he came back, and he had to see if they were really sorry or not. But then they brought their younger brother Joseph, Benjamin, back to Egypt, and Judah begged with him, "Please, don't make my brother Benjamin a slave. Take me instead for my father's sake." And then Joseph knew that they were really sorry, and he could show himself to them and bring his whole family, his father and everyone, down to Egypt to live with him. So you can see how much Joseph's life went up and down. Finally, let's think about Jesus's life. He was born with angels all around him and Mary and Joseph, who loved him very much. But he had to flee into Egypt right away to get away from Herod, who wanted to kill him. But then he came back to Galilee, and he was subject to his parents there and grew up. And then he was baptized. But immediately after that, the devil drove him into the wilderness, where he was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights. But after he had conquered those temptations, he came back into Galilee, and he preached, and he healed people, and he rescued them from the demons that were possessing him. But sometimes the Lord had to go back to a mountain or into the wilderness to pray. And then, on Palm Sunday, he rode into Jerusalem, and everyone cheered and called him the King sent by Yehovah. But Jesus wept over the city because he knew what was going to happen to it, and then they crucified him. But then he rose on the 3rd day, and he is the Lord. So we can see from all these stories how much people's lives go up and down and up and down and up again. And that's going to be what happens to all of us. We're going to have good times in our life when things are going well. We're going to have harder times when things are not going so well. And it feels like instead of being a nice, beautiful springtime and summer, it's turned into winter and night. So when those times come to us, let's try to remember the story of Noah and the story of Joseph and the story of Jesus, and know that that's the way it works for people's lives. The Lord is still with us. He's leading us through these states. Even in heaven forever, angels have their seasons. They have their mornings and their afternoons, but they also have their evenings. They have their springs and summers, but they also have their autumns. They don't really have winter and night so much in heaven, and their hard states are not nearly as hard as in this world they can be. But still, they have variety. They need variety. They need some downtimes to learn and to grow stronger and to be so grateful for the good things that the Lord gives us, so that they become even happier. They keep becoming happier and happier through these cycles. It's not just up and down in the same place. It's always going up closer to the Lord. And that's the way the Lord wants it to be for us too. So when we go through these hard times in our life, as we all will, let's remember these stories. Let's remember the Lord's promise. During all the days of the earth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night will not cease. Amen.